allegedly set up a special security wing with the sole task of distancing Washington from any involvement in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen claims the group has since grown into a disproportionate counterintelligence force, mainly targeting journalists and prosecuting whistleblowing security officials. Well, he's on the line now from Washington to give us the details. Mr. Madsen, good day to you. Now, to your knowledge, is this group supposedly operating now, and where is it operating?
Well, it is operating now. It's the NSA security group called the Q Group. Its headquarters are within the National Security Agency headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland. However, the group also works closely with FBI counterintelligence officers, as well as something I learned recently, local police department intelligence units. So it's a very large group, about 1,000 agents and informants employed by this secretive agency within a secretive agency, the NSA.
To make this clear, when you're talking about the NSA, of course, you're talking about the American National Security Agency. You're saying this is emerging as a whole new branch of power within the U.S. Now, if that is true, who is it answerable to?
It's really answerable to no one. On paper, of course, this security organization answers to the director of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander. But I've been told by people on the inside that the oversight committees in the House of Representatives and the Senate, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, as well as the congressional offices of Maryland representatives and senators, particularly Representative Dutch Ruppersberger, who represents the National Security Agency headquarters. It's in his district. There are informants even on their staff, so people who come to them with complaints, that information is passed to this NSA security group.
Well, the NSA, highly secretive, of course, often with good reason. I must press you on this. What evidence do you have to suggest all these claims you are making?
I've actually seen documentation about an organization, a program within NSA. It's a program called First Fruits, a database that keeps track of journalists who write about the National Security Agency, and also contains information about who they're talking to. It's a draconian organization. It's prosecuted several people who were just doing their jobs, the most egregious being Ken Ford, who was an Iraq signals intelligence officer working in the Iraqi shop, who discovered evidence that there was no weapons of mass destruction. He was set up in a sting operation by this Q group, and it's the most egregious case I've ever seen. He was convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison based on a sting that involved a tainted jury pool, dirty judges, dirty prosecutors, and with the active involvement of this NSA security group. Not the only case, but the most egregious I've seen.
Now, of course, the previous administration, George W. Bush, raced ahead with strengthening and intensifying the powers of security agencies in the U.S. How is the more liberal Obama administration dealing with this then?
Unfortunately, we've seen no change. The surveillance conducted by the Q Group at NSA continues. I've witnessed it myself quite recently. There's been no effort to curtail this organization. Unfortunately, NSA's power is growing because the Obama administration is now giving them new powers to conduct surveillance in cyberspace. They're placing the Cyber Command under the control of the National Security Agency. So no change. The powers of the NSA are expanding greatly under President Obama.
Also, Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist and RT contributor from Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us today, coming out of the programs. Appreciate it.